Anybody have a current question?
Well, Jessica. Plus one, Jessica.
Okay.
Hunter. James Lake.
Let me catch you before. Father, thank you for this day that you give us today. That's all the forgiveness and mercy we ask that you. These prayer requests this morning, Lord, just take your will be done in each one. Step us through. You got my servants, Lord, and just have my eye upon you. Just pray for me. Children of you, Lord, that they can grow up and serve Christ in these things that experience. Nope, I think first. Psalm chapter 13 this morning. In the exodus of Israel from Egypt, the house of Jacob from a foreign people, Judah became his sanctuary, and Israel his authority. The sea saw and fled, the Jordan turned back, the mountains skipped like rams, the hills like flocks of lambs. What is it to you, O sea, that you fled, and to you, O Jordan, that you turned back? What is it to you, O mountains, that you skip like rams? And you, O hills, like flocks of lambs? The earth shook because of the Lord's face, because of the face of Jacob's God, when he turned the rock into pools of waters, and plenty of ground into fountains of waters. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, for your mercy and your truth, lest the nations say, where is their God? Our God is in the heaven above, and both in heaven and on earth. All things whatsoever he wills, he does. The idols of the nation are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have a mouth, but they shall not speak. They have eyes, but they shall not see. They have ears, but they shall not hear. They have noses, but they shall not smell. They have hands, but they shall not feel. They have feet, but they shall not walk. They shall make no sound with their throats. May those who make them become like them. And all who trust in them. The house of Israel hope in the Lord. He is their help and their protection. The house of Aaron hope in the Lord. He is their help and their protection. Those who fear the Lord and hope in their in the Lord. He is their help and their protector. The Lord remembered us and blessed us. He blessed the house of Israel. He blessed the house of Aaron. He blessed those who fear the Lord. The least with the greatest. May the Lord increase you, both you and your children. You are blessed by the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The heaven of heavens belongs to the Lord, but he gave the earth to the sons of God, to the sons of man. The dead shall not praise you, O Lord, neither do all who descend into Hades. But we who live shall bless the Lord from this present time and unto the ages. Okay. What are we talking about here in the first part of this chapter?
About the mountains and everything changed.
Talking a little bit too about maybe the story of Egypt and Israel leaving the bondage of Egypt and coming across the Red Sea and the sea parted, and then when they crossed over into the Promised Land, what did the Jordan River do? Yeah, it kind of divided, just built a big wall and backed up the water. Kind of talk a little bit about that in the first part of this chapter. And then once they got over into the Holy Land, What kind of gods was there with people that lived in the Holy Land?
Gold and
silver. Yeah, gold and silver, just idol gods. And they had to run those people out, stay away from their idol gods. We have a lot of idols in our land here today still yet. There's just people that maybe don't go not silver or gold, but there's a lot of idols that you have in your life. So it goes on to say in the other part of the chapter that you put your hope in the Lord, to fear the Lord, and to remember that He is your help and protector. Our God can do a lot more than our God. It's interesting how they spelled out something in verse 12 through 16 there about they're just silver and gold. Man created them. They've got mouths, but they can't see, speak, and eyes, and they can't see. And they're just made up. They're nothing. There's no life there at all about. So that's just one of the choices that you'll have growing up here, to choose to serve the living God or choose an idol. Those who choose an idol, they just become like an idol. They become lifeless. Or you can serve a living God and have life through Him. Last verse says, "But we who live shall bless the Lord from this present time and unto the ages." If you live in the Lord, you'll just always bless Him. Now and throughout eternity. Next week for your lesson, find a story or a verse that talks about idols and how maybe God warned against idols.
Okay, I got for this week about Ruth was a heathen and she didn't have any children, and then when she learned to know Naomi, and then she learned to know Naomi, and Naomi went back to her people and Ruth came with her, and then Ruth got to be the great-great-grandmother of David.
I got Abraham Lincoln. He was really poor when he was young, and he had less than a year of formal education, and then some people nowadays think that he was one of the greatest presidents.
Hannah didn't have any children, and she'd go to the temple once a year to praise the Lord, and she prayed to the Lord that she could have a baby boy, and the Lord heard her prayer and gave her a baby boy, and she, next time they went to the temple, she left him at the temple to work for Eli, and after that, the Lord gave her three sons and two daughters.
One time, an angel told Zachariah that his wife Elizabeth was going to have a baby, and he didn't believe it. So then his wife made him not be able to talk until... the angel made him not be able to talk until he had the... until his wife had the baby.
What was the baby's name?
John the Baptist.
The Shunammite woman didn't have any children, and then she was kind to Elisha, and he told her that about that time of the next year she would have a baby.
I got David when he was a little shepherd just doing his job in the field, and then God put him up with the kings.
We had the same thing as the little boys. I just thought of a few verses in James 1, verse 9. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low. For as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with burning heat, and it withereth the grass, and the fire thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So shall the rich man fade away in all his ways. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. It just talks about what will happen to the rich man, and about the poor man, that, here at the first. The man that endures temptation is kind of, I could think of it as being poor and having to go through more things, and the Lord has promised a crown to them.
We watched a movie, kind of like a sort of a documentary, but it's a movie about Ben Carson, and it was interesting because he had just started off, poor black child, you know, and his mother didn't have a husband, he left, and anyway, so the story goes on, and he... they're just regular people. It's not, you know, you wouldn't think of a president coming from that environment, but or a possible candidate for a president, and anyway, she just that they were just lazy, complaining boys. Her two boys were, and she wasn't having that. She saw better for her boys. And rebuked him for sitting down and just complaining and watching TV. She told her one boy, Ben Carson, that she believed he could do anything if he wanted to. And he said, "Well, where do I start?" He thought he was stupid. He couldn't do anything. He got horrible grades in school. He was the only black kid in a school of all white kids at that time. Anyway, he's like, "How do I do it?" She just said, "Use your imagination." And she said, "You gotta learn to see past what you can see right in front of you." And he's like, "All right." Then he heard a preacher. His preacher preached a message, and he thought of what his mom said. He was inspired to learn and to do better, and he ended up being a brain surgeon, and when he applied for the job, the surgeon was like, "Why are you doing this?" And he said, "Well, I'm doing this because I believe the brain is an amazing creation of God, and I believe that God can work miracles. And I'm not in this just to... There's, in the medical field, there's hardly any faith. So he went into the medical field with that attitude of faith. Faith in God, and ended up performing these operations, this specific operation where it involved separating Siamese twins. And before that point, it was impossible. And he became the best. Anyway, he just became the best brain surgeon. And where that falls, and you know, as far as earthly kingdom, heavenly kingdom, I'm not sure, but whatever the case, even so, he was trusting God. He believed that God could work miracles if he had faith.
I thought about how Noah was just a good man, and there were lots of other people, and most of them were bad, but there were probably some other good people too, but God just chose him to build the ark, and he built the ark, and he and his family went, and nobody else came, and so then he got to be the father of everybody in the world that way. And I thought about Abraham's wife couldn't have any children, but then he prayed, and God had promised that he would be the father of nations, and that came true because his wife had a boy.
How about Joseph when he was in slavery? He just trusted God and was always good to do what his master was asking, even when he went to prison. Falsely, he still did what was right, and got promoted to jailer, or you know, watched some of the other people in jail, and just always looking to do better, and ended up becoming the second highest man in Egypt, just because he would do what was in front of him. He wasn't worried about all the things that had gone wrong in his life. He just took it a step at a time.
About Joseph's mom, Rachel, couldn't have kids, children for a long time, and her sister had 10 boys, and she still hadn't had any, and she prayed, and God allowed her to have Joseph, and he became the second most powerful man in Egypt.
I was thinking about, last night Mom read a story to us about Henry Ford, and he was just a normal boy, and then he started, his mom told him that he could, if he just set his mind to it and do it as good as he could, then he could do anything. And he loved to make steam-powered things, and he came out with he built a car, and then he was one of the richer men in that town.
At Abraham and Sarah. Sarah couldn't have children for a long time, and an angel came to Abraham and said that they're going to have a son, and she laughed. And then God gave her a son, Isaac.
I thought about Mordecai and Esther. Mordecai was Mordecai saved the king's life, and the king honored him.
Paul was a. He went around and he was persecuting the Christians and doing all he can to stop them. And then God made a blinding light that blinded him. And then he got converted, and he started to help the Christians. And he was one of the leaders, and he went around on the missionary journeys, and he really helped the kingdom.
Mephibosheth was lame ever since he was 5 years old, and David promised that he would raise up any help, show kindness to anybody in Saul's family for Jonathan's sake.
And so David found him and gave him a place at his table and gave him all Saul's land and raised him up.